This is Up to Date on KCUR 89.3. I'm Steve Kraske. Right now, there are more women serving in the Missouri State Senate than ever before. Of the 34 seats in the chamber, 11 are held by women. Each of those senators has come together to fight in a bipartisan fashion for a worthy cause, child literacy rates, and they're also collectively releasing a children's book. It's called You Can Too, and it chronicles the lives of each of the 36 women who have served in the Missouri Senate. The idea is that maybe fourth grade readers of the book can begin to see themselves serving in an important institution like the Missouri Senate someday. Joining us now to talk about it are two of the authors of You Can Too, and they are State Senator Holly Thompson Rader, who's a Republican and represents a Southeast Missouri district. Senator Thompson Rader, nice to have you. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me on and covering this story.
Also with us is State Senator Jill Shoup. She's a Democrat who represents a portion of St. Louis County. Senator Shoup, welcome back to the show. Nice to have you again.
Thank you, Steve. Good to be back.
So, Senator Shoup, this seems like a really exciting project. How exactly did you all pull this thing together?
Well, you know, we were invited as a group to just go have dinner one night together in a quiet, relaxing environment. We started talking about what we could do as the 11 of us, the biggest number in Missouri's history of women in the Senate, to make an impact for the long haul. And we decided that a great bipartisan issue important to the present and the future of the state of Missouri is to make sure every child could read. So our focus is on literacy, and this book was one of the ideas that came out of that wonderful dinner together.
Well, Senator Thompson Rader, let me slow down here. So what you're saying is that both Democrats and Republicans came together to do something, a joint project like this. That's remarkable.
You know, I guess it is in today's political climate, but I think there are many other things that we've worked together on as jointly, and I think that's certainly something that we need to be seen more across the U.S. is there are so many issues that we could tackle that affect us all that we all agree on, and as Senator Shoup said, this was something that was near and dear to all of our hearts as women, and I'm super excited about it.
Senator Thompson Rader, do the women in the Senate get together periodically to have dinner and just to talk over issues, or is there a collegiality there that goes beyond the chamber itself?
There is. We don't get to do that as much as I think we would all like, but we definitely try to carve those times out.
And what is it about, Senator Shoup, maybe I'm reaching too far here, but that sort of collegiality, you don't see the men doing that. So what is it about women that they're more inclined to get together, perhaps?
Well, I think we do see men do it in different ways. And but this was just a great opportunity for all of us to be invited somewhere together. And we do work well together. I think each one of us works very hard at our jobs. And we want to make sure we're doing good things for the people of Missouri. And I'm just so proud to work alongside these smart, dedicated women. And this opportunity arose, and it's really helped our friendships blossom and our ability to work together become even more solid.
Senator Thompson Rader, whose decision was it to start calling this group of senators the 11?
I'm not sure. That may have been Senator Shoup.
What was it, Senator?
It was, and the reason was I was sending out information to the group, and I wanted to distinguish between the 11 seated senators and the other 25 who had been our former senators, upon whose shoulders we stand. Mm-hmm. So I started calling us the 11 just to differentiate ourselves.
And Senator Shoup, who took the lead on this project, or was it simply an incredibly collaborative effort at the end of the day?
It was really a collaborative effort. Everybody had to do her part in order to get her story in. And for the 25 women who are no longer seated as senators, those who are still around did a great job of getting their information to us. And those who have passed on, their family members got very much involved. So everybody had a part of working together to make sure this book moved forward. And it's now published and printed. And when we get back to session tomorrow, I'm sure a lot of us are looking forward to to actually holding it in our hands.
So Senator Thompson Rader, each woman then wrote her own story. Do I have that right?
Yes, and I think that that is what is the most unique and incredible about this book, is that every child that reads it, boy and girl, will be able to see themselves in this book. And so where our backgrounds differ greatly, just as the children sitting in a fourth grade classroom, their backgrounds differ greatly. But it will give them a vision that maybe they didn't have before of their own potential.
So what would a reader learn about State Senator Holly Thompson Rader once he or she reads that book, Senator?
Well, I have a little bit of a different background than I think that you typically find in politics, and that's that I had to, I grew up very poor. I had to quit school at 15 to help take care of my family. Huh. And I became a mom at 16, and where I was told that, you know, the statistics were awful against me, God really allowed me, opened doors for me, and allowed me to become successful and rise to my potential. And I think that it's incredibly important for children who are growing up in domestic violence, who are growing up in drug addiction, as I did, that they're able to see that this is not what has to define me. I get to become what I want to become if I work hard.
And Senator,
so that's what's important to me and super cool, I think, about this book.
And Senator, how did you find your way to the Missouri General Assembly?
You know, very oddly, it was I started in the mailroom of a cable company opening payments, working minimum wage at $4.25 an hour, but I put my head down and I worked harder. I made sure I was the hardest worker in the room, and after 14 years, I left there as one of the top five directors. And, you know, I got my GED. I took college classes at nights and on the weekends while I was working a full-time job and raising my babies. And God honors hard work. You know, there came a day when I needed to go to Jefferson City to work on a bill that was affecting the company that I was the director of government affairs for. And that really opened my eyes to politics. I didn't have government class because I didn't, you know, I didn't go through the 10th, 11th, and 12th grades. And so it really was an eye-opener for me as to how much government truly affects our lives back at home, and that's what got me involved.
Well, that's just a remarkable story, and as I'm sitting there listening to it, Senator Shoup, I'm thinking, once you know Senator Holly Thompson Rader's story, and you know that about her, I'm sure that changes the way you deal with her, doesn't it? Because you know something about where she came from.
Right, and you know, she is so inspiring and does such amazing work, and really, her story is one of the 36 that shows kids, we're not saying go become a senator or go run for public office. We're saying follow your passions and your dreams and give to yourself the opportunity to do whatever it is motivates you. And we know it starts with being able to read. We know that's essential to a child's well-being and successfulness. And we want to help open that door to opportunity.
Senator Shoup, how did you find your way to the Missouri General Assembly?
Well, I had always believed that it was my job to do what I could to help others. And when I saw a problem, I learned from people around me that I needed to step up and stand up, or maybe nobody would. And so when my kids were in school, and I had been working and also doing a lot of volunteer work, but I was unhappy with some things going on in our school district and realized the best way for me to make change was to run for office. So I ran for school board, never expecting to hold public office. But that was the beginning of my understanding how important it is to have people who are passionate and willing to do the work and care about making positive change. So from school board, other public offices, and here I am now, a state senator.
It's interesting to me that neither one of you sort of knew when you were 10 years old that you were going to be a public figure one day. That wasn't in the game plan, at least early on. Do I have that right?
You do for me.
Not at all.
Yeah. It came along a little bit later. Yeah. Well, should the state Senate, which has 36 members, it has have 18 women, which would be half of the chamber. In a perfect world, Senator Thompson Rader, is that where it ought to be?
You know, I don't think that we should put anything like that on it. But a couple of years ago, I read an article that said that women, that the reason that we have so few women in public office is because women typically wait to be asked to run. Now, I didn't, and I've always felt like, you know, I'm not going to seek permission. If I feel something is quickening in my spirit, I'm going to go for it. And if it works, it works. If it doesn't, it doesn't. But if most women feel that way, they need to get beyond that, because it is so important to have all of these different backgrounds and both genders at the table making important decisions that affect lives, because we all pull from a different area when we're working on policy. And that's why the long legislative process to get to the final product of a bill is so important, because you have so many different people with different backgrounds having that input in it. And so we definitely need more women to run to be able to have balanced policy that is good for everyone.
Well, if you're just joining us, you're listening to Up to Date on KCUR. We're talking about the publication of a new book, You Can Too. It chronicles the lives of each of the 36 women who have served in the Missouri State Senate. We're visiting with two current members right now, State Senator Holly Thompson Rader and State Senator Jill Shoup. Senator Shoup, if someone wants to get a copy of this book, before I forget to ask the obvious question here, how can someone get it?
Well, I appreciate you asking that. So this book is actually belongs to the Missouri Humanities Council, who put the bill for it, and Missouri Life, who actually helped us print and publish and put it together. They are giving books to pass through us, the senators, to our school districts, to our libraries, to any organization that we believe is going to work to help kids read. So I'm going to tell you that I would contact your local state senator, and she or he, we are giving them to the males to actually be partners to give out in their districts, will do everything they can to provide you with one. We want these in the hands of Missouri's children. We want to encourage everybody around the state to read.
Well, Senator Shoup, Senator Thompson Rader, we're joined now by another one of your colleagues, and that's State Senator Jeannie Riddle. She represents a district in the northeast portion of the state around Mexico, Missouri, and is a Republican. Senator Riddle, pleasure to have you. Thanks for taking some time.
Absolutely. Good morning, and good morning to my colleagues and listeners.
Good morning.
Well, I was just asking them, Senator Riddle, what their path was to the Missouri General Assembly. What was yours?
Prior to coming to the General Assembly, I worked in corporate Missouri. I worked for Southwestern Bell Telephone. Then I was a teacher for more than 28 years and coached cheerleaders and the dance team, and then ran for the House and then later for the Senate.
What interested you in politics? What got you started down that road?
That was political science was a major of mine in college for a while. And I thought it was interesting. And then I thought, I am never going to use this. And I changed my major to education. And then, the state representative in my area was termed out, and I had people talking to me, and I laughed at them actually and said, oh no, I can't do that. Which happens, I think, to a lot of women that ended up in the state house. But I said I would give it my best, and I ran. And actually, I was going to go back to school to learn a different trade. But boy, has this been an honor to serve, and what a great school it's been.
Yeah, I bet. Well, Senator Shoup, you mentioned literacy rates a little while ago. Is that an issue we should be more concerned about here in Missouri?
Well, absolutely. I mean, we need to make, our focus is to make sure that every child can read. And by the time a child gets to fourth grade, that she or he is reading on grade level. What we know is that kids who can't read by third grade aren't able to, they've started by trying to learn to read. And then by fourth grade, they're reading to learn. When they don't get down that path, it closes the door of opportunity for them. And it's how some of our kids end up in prison, because the pipeline goes nowhere else if you can't do the basics of reading. So kids not having the ability to read sometimes is a factor having to do, you know, not everyone's family has the ability to spend time with them to teach them how to read. Our schools, we depend upon them to do this work. And it's not always easy based on situations that have to do with a child, certain disabilities that may need to be overcome. So yes, it's critical, and it's critical for every child. And I think, as we'll see with MAP test scores, I don't know if they're out now, but the pandemic has really probably played a pretty significant role in diminishing those kids who are on the cusp of kind of getting what they need, being able to read. What we also know is early childhood is a really important place for kids to begin to become ready to go to school and learn. And again, reading is fundamental to every single other subject area that they're going to study.
You know, I thought I'd ask the opportunity here with all three of you on the show. I've had former U.S. Senator Claire McCaskill on the show any number of times, and she's talked about the early portion of her political career in the Missouri House, which where I covered her back in the day. And she described in some detail some of the harassment she was forced to endure, sometimes at the hands of the Speaker of the House himself, a man named Bob Griffin. Comparing different eras is tough, but I'm wondering, Senator Thompson Rader, how would each of you describe the atmosphere in the General Assembly for women lawmakers today? How comfortable a place is it for you guys to work?
I feel very comfortable, and I think with my background, I'm a little more naturally rigid, maybe. And but I mean, I've not experienced harassment. I know that certainly with the harassment training that started happening every year a few years ago, maybe 5 years ago, I think that it did change some mindsets, and some people, you know, really started watching more of their words and those types of things. And so I've been incredibly pleased by the atmosphere at the Capitol. Certainly now, maybe 10 years ago when I first got started, things were a little bit more gruff, but now I don't feel that we have. I really feel that people are watching their words and being very mindful of their actions.
Senator Riddle, I was going to ask about that. There was a scandal several years ago that Senator Thompson Rader just referred to, involving a former House Speaker, John Deal. In the wake of that, there was new training implemented, new standards put in place. How much of a difference has that made, Senator Riddle?
I would say for me, really hasn't made a difference. When I came in to the Missouri House, Ron Richard was our speaker. He was awesome. If you could do your job, if you did your job, you could do any job there, and it didn't matter your gender. And then when I came into the Missouri Senate, I was the only female Republican at that point. The other females that had served had already moved on, and I just happened to be the only one that year. And Ron Richard was also he's the only person to ever serve as the Speaker of the House and the pro tem of the Senate.
Right.
And the same thing. If you did your job and you came prepared, you could do anything you want. Now, you may have an individual here or there that is needs a little more practice
right.
at how they treat people. And I guess just because my dad said I could do anything I wanted to do if I was willing to work harder, train more, you know, I could stand up for myself. And if somebody was being ugly, then I could call them on it. And usually that took care of it.
Senator Shoup, do you feel the same way?
Yeah, I think so. I feel like I've been able to, I don't think my gender has gotten in the way of my ability to work hard and do what I'm trying to do. Probably more what's gotten in the way is that I'm a member of a very small minority party.
Mm-hmm.
But I will say, over the years, because of some of the things that have gone on, I've had to report for someone who worked in my office. And every time we bring in an intern, I kind of have the talk with them about what their expectations can and should be. And I don't think we've had any problems since. I'm certainly hopeful we haven't. And I do think that if there is ever a problem, all of us know what to do about it. But the three of us, I think, are strong women who are going to stand up for ourselves. And I think that that's very clear to anybody who might want to do any harm.
Well,
we have
Senator,
real
Shripa,
work to do.
Yeah, you just took answer my next question. I was going to ask you about interns, female interns in the General Assembly. That was at the crux of the issue several years ago with the
right.
former speaker. But you're saying to me you're not aware of issues that have occurred with female interns in recent years since these new policies went into effect.
I am not aware of them. And as I said, I'm probably not the only one who has a talk in my office because there are young people
no.
who are here because they want to learn, and we want them to be able to be to trust, but also to pay attention to what's going on and make sure that nothing ever gets in the way of their positive experience.
Senator Thompson Rader, I wanted to ask you about this upcoming session. And obviously, in the wake of the recent U.S. Supreme Court ruling, abortion is going to be a hot issue during the session. What does an issue like that do to the unity of the 11 female senators now serving?
You know, I think that we are friends. And so I think that we go into every session realizing that there are policy issues that we are absolutely 100% in disagreement about.
Mm-hmm.
But just as your next door neighbor, you don't agree with them on everything, but they're still your neighbor.
Right.
They're still your, have a relationship. And, you know, just at Thanksgiving, you have family that's around the table that you don't agree with and on everything. And so I feel that that is how we approach things. We can fight and really hold our position when we are on that Senate floor and discuss and go back and forth, but that doesn't change that we are friends and we work together on many other issues.
You know, Senator Riddle, I'm wondering about a recent decision by Senate leadership. There was a meeting of members that excluded members of the conservative caucus in the state Senate. I'm wondering, what does that portend for the session? Because, again, just reading about things up here in Kansas City, it appears that things are off to something of a shaky start already, even before you guys begin to meet.
Well, I would say, let me counter with something else first.
Sure.
And I didn't finish saying, when I first came into the Senate being the only Republican female, two of my dearest friends currently and throughout my Senate experience were Senator Gina Walsh and Senator Kiki Curls,
sure.
both Democrats, and they were leadership in the minority and reached out to me, becoming dear friends. And then during the veto session, we were at a stalemate on the FRA and Planned Parenthood, and Senator Jill Shoup and I put our heads together and said, I'll gather my women from my caucus. You gather your women from yours. We met in my office, and where it was hung up totally with the men, the 11 of us came up with a solution and presented it that ended up breaking the stalemate. So we are able to work together for a common good, even though ultimately we have different opinions on abortion.
Hmm. Senator Shoup, you feel the same way?
Absolutely. And the one thing that I believe and has especially been solidified from our work on literacy and our work on this book is that I can walk into any one of their offices. I always could, and they can walk into mine. But we can sit down and have some real honest discussions about our differences and always see if there are places where we can work together. And I will tell you hear about so many of these really divisive issues. There are so many things that we are and will work together on for the betterment of Missouri. There will be those fringe and extreme kinds of issues that divide people in the public, and those issues still divide us too. But the ability to sit down and talk it through, I find very helpful at least we know where the other person's heart and head lie in terms of these issues.
Well, it sounds like none of you guys are going to be bored during this next session. It's going to be a tough one. Lots of hot issues, critical race theory, an issue concerning funding of the Missouri Kansas City Police Department, abortion, a whole lot more. I want to thank all of you for taking some time, and I wish you all the best with your book. It's a refreshing conversation to have Democrats and Republicans together talking about this issue. I want to thank State Senator Holly Thompson Rader from a Southeast Missouri district, State Senator Jill Shoup, a Democrat representing a portion of St. Louis County, and State Senator Jeannie Riddle from the 10th district over in the Mexico, Missouri area. Thank you all very much, and again, good luck this session. Much appreciated.
Thank you. And look at Missouri Life, where you can buy the book. It's great.
That sounds good. Thanks again.